여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 2학년 14회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 지금부터 듣기 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 출장을 갈 곳의 날씨로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you think you'll be able to go on a business trip tomorrow?
Of course. Why did you ask that?
I'm worried about the weather. It might rain here.
You don't need to worry about it. I checked the weather forecast.
Oh, did you? How about this city you'll visit on business?
It won't be cloudy or rainy. It'll have clear skies for the time being.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택한 여동생의 선물로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a present for my little sister.
Well, how about this teddy bear-shaped eraser?
Let me see. I don't like it that much. Do you have a pencil with an eraser on the end?
Sure.
What does the eraser look like?
We have a pencil with a tiger-shaped eraser.
Good. I'll take it.
3번 대화를 듣고 마지막에 여자가 느꼈을 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian, I can't find my purse anywhere. What should I do?
Alice, have you looked in your bag?
Yes, but I couldn't find it there.
Maybe you dropped it on the way home.
I've already walked to my school. Still, I couldn't find it.
Wait, I can see something under the sofa.
Oh, it's my purse. There it is. Thank you so much, Brian.
Don't mention it.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화 통화 직후에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hey, Jack. Did you finish writing your speech?
Well, I've almost finished it.
Really? I'd love to read it. Can I read it?
Sure. I'll show it to you at school tomorrow. And how's it going with the election poster?
We need some of your photos to make it.
I just have digital photos. Are they okay?
No problem. Just email me some of them.
Okay, I'll do it right away.
5번 다음을 듣고 방송이 이루어지고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a fantastic parade in 10 minutes. For your safety, please watch the parade behind the yellow line. During the parade, all the lights will be turned off. So please be careful not to fall. The parade will last for 30 minutes. Even during the parade, you can still enjoy fun rides.
6번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 내용으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Most of you may have busy mornings. You have to wash, put on clothes, and hurry to go to work. So, you may skip eating something. Then you'll feel more tired. Skipping meals in the morning isn't good for your physical and mental health. So, before you leave home, try to eat something such as cereal or toast and milk.
How was your weekend?
Great. I visited Children's Hospital for volunteer work on Saturday.
What did you do there?
I cleaned the hospital for about an hour. After that, I read storybooks to the kids and played board games with them. I also taught them a rap song.
You did many things. What song did you teach?
I taught Yellow Trees. Actually, I made it for them.
That's so nice.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 오늘 밤에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Marissa, do you have any plans for tomorrow?
I'll take a weekly bakery lesson to learn baking.
Will it take a long time?
No, it will take around 2 hours. Why?
I have 2 free tickets for the musical Les Miserables tomorrow. Will you come with me?
I'd love to. Maybe I'd better take the bakery lesson tonight. It doesn't seem too hard to change the lesson schedule.
9번 다음을 듣고 남자가 수영장에서 지켜야 할 규칙에 대해 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Let me tell you some important rules you have to keep at the swimming pool. First, do not run around the pool. The floor is slippery, and you can fall down. Second, do not go into the water right after you eat food. You need to do warm-up exercises before you swim. Lastly, do not have any food or drinks by the pool. It may pollute the water. Thank you for your cooperation.
10번 다음을 듣고 무엇에 대한 안내 방송인지 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. We're going to have very hot summer days this year. You're free to turn on the air conditioner if it's too hot. But please don't forget to turn it off when you leave your classroom. You should turn off the lights too. I hope every student in our school will join our campaign to save energy.
11번 대화를 듣고 여자가 언급한 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I'm thinking of buying a new computer with the money I've saved.
What? Is your computer that old?
My computer sometimes goes down without any reason, so I lose some important files.
Is that so? I didn't know that. You probably should buy a new one then. Do you have enough money?
The one I'm planning to buy isn't that expensive, so I guess I can manage it.
All right. If you need some extra money, just tell me.
Thanks, Dad.
12번 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화를 건 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
헬로?
Mom, this is Mike. I have a problem.
Oh, Mike. What's wrong with you?
I have a stomach ache. I have to go to see a doctor right now.
Can you go to the hospital alone?
No, I can't move at all. Can you come and drive me there?
Okay. I'll go to your school in a minute.
Thank you. Please come right away.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자가 받은 거스름돈의 금액으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, how much is this yellow pencil case?
It's $6.
Then how much is that blue one?
Oh, this is a sale item. So it's $2 cheaper than the yellow one.
Okay, I'll take the blue one. Here's $10.
Here's your change. Thank you.
14번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Greg, let's practice it once again after taking a break.
Okay, Ms. White. This one is lovely.
I made it for the children all over the world.
Oh, I see. I'm looking forward to singing it on the stage.
Greg, I think you'd better sing it with a smile on the stage.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
15번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 요청한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How may I help you?
I made a reservation with Dr. Green earlier this week, but I need to change it for personal reasons.
Please give me your name and the date of the appointment.
Andy Jackson. And my reservation is for 2:00 on April 5th.
How would you like to change it?
I have a business trip that week, so could I see Dr. Green a week earlier?
Let me see. How about 3:00 on March 26th?
That's good for me. Can you send me a text message with the new date and time?
No problem.
16번 대화를 듣고 남자가 쇼핑을 가지 않는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm going shopping. Do you want to join me?
No, I don't. Shopping malls are always very crowded.
But you need to buy things sometimes.
I prefer online shopping. I can save much time.
But you only see pictures. They're not real.
You can return goods if you want.
Still, you can't compare one with another before you choose an item.
17번 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
How was your trip to China?
It was good. I made some Chinese friends. Number 2.
What is I'm hungry in Chinese?
Let's look it up in the dictionary. Number 3.
What's your favorite Chinese food?
I like all kinds of noodles. Number 4.
Do you know the capital of China?
Of course I do. It's Beijing. Number 5.
Everyone calls me a walking dictionary.
I'm sure you know a lot of words.
18번 대화를 듣고 여자가 살을 빼기로 결심한 이유로 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
You know what? I've decided to lose some weight.
Why? You look good as you are.
I have gained 5 kilograms since last year. Now all my clothes are either too tight or too short.
Really? I didn't realize it. How about your health condition?
It's not good either. I feel heavy whenever I move, and sometimes I feel pain in my knees.
That's a problem. In that case, you'd better go on a diet.
Yeah, I want to feel confident about myself.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
Amy, why the long face?
You know Kelly is looking for her lost necklace.
Yeah.
Actually, I found it in my drawer at home.
Really? How did it happen?
I borrowed it for the last Christmas party. But I totally forgot about it.
Then tell her.
But when she asked me if I saw it, I said no. What should I do?
20번
Hello. Soon-hee, I'm sorry to call you late at night. You know we have a test tomorrow afternoon, but I don't know how to study.
You mean the Korean literature test?
Right. Can you help me with it?
Sure. I have a short summary about the subject. I'm sending you the file.
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 2학년 14회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 마칩니다.